Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And the reason why I'm laughing, because my board came up and it says, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I said, oh, I forgot I'm supposed to say that. Oh, man. Tonight we have, and I do mean, an exciting show for you tonight. And I keep stepping on my mic cord. Anyway, we got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting, for real. It is February 12th, 2016. You could catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona, and 8 p.m. Eastern in Jamaica, and 9 p.m. in Buenos Aires, Argentina. I don't know why I got the giggles tonight. I think it's this red tea I keep drinking. And I got some great stories to tell you. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show and make your support known, please go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and hit the donation button and make your support known. If you want to listen to the show, all you have to do is dial from your flip phone. I won't say Obama phone, because one of my fans wrote me and said, Dad, I ain't got no Obama phone. I got a government phone. No, she didn't. If you want to reach me and listen to the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. And if you want to email me, man, I can't get rid of the giggles because I got a lot of stories to tell you. And if you want to email me and ask me anything, like what color are my eyes, how cute I am, you can reach me at Don S. McClure at DSMPublications.net. I got to stop kidding around. I'm really going to stop kidding around. I promise. I'm going to stop drinking this red tea. Man, I got a guest that's going to come on my show tonight, and I talked to her earlier. Her name is Sandy Lomax, and she is one dynamic woman. I didn't know she's even an actress in some films, so we're going to talk about that. My show has reached 189,785 fans, supporters, and listeners, and just all over the goddamn world and counting. I want to send a special shout-out. And I do mean a special shout out to Michelle L. Anderson, who now lives in Michigan, but she was a young woman who I met in Indianapolis, Indiana, and she is responsible for letting me know a lot about Sandy Lomax. I mean, she used to say Sandy Lomax every day in my ear. Sandy Lomax, Sandy Lomax, Sandy Lomax. Sandy Lomax is great. Sandy Lomax. I say, okay, all right. I'll get her on my show. Man, but she is a great friend and a fan of Sandy Lomax, and she's a great fan of mine. She was living in Indianapolis, and now she's living in Michigan. So she's doing quite well. And I want to send a special shout out to my new fans and old friends who live in Canada, especially Jennifer, Patricia, Halinger, Jones, and all, that's her whole name. She lives in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And Jenny invited me once to come to Canada and stay at her townhouse and write one of my famous books. And I said, man, I feel like I'm in the movies. You know how you see the guys in the movies? Somebody invites them out and they just be in their house and writing and eating eggs and bacon and, man, just having a great old time. So I got to say, and I just talked to Jenny. I just talked to her about a couple of weeks ago. So we're real close. And I want to send a shout out to her and her family. Now, I know all of you are wondering, what the heck is going on with my show that we will be celebrating 5 years of being on the radio? The Don S. McClure Show, June 22nd, will mark on the air every Friday. I'm like the postman. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, lawyers, boyfriends throwing bricks at me from their girlfriends, husbands writing me bad letters, just everything. No, I'm just kidding. But we will be celebrating 5 years. Tonight, our show is called The Don S. McClure Show Live, our pre-Valentine's Day. And we are going to have a great conversation, I'm telling you, with Sandy Lomax. I like her, man. Sandy is just bad. She's going to be talking about scatting. And she's going to be on the best lifestyle radio show on the World Wide Web. It's going to be a conversation with an incomparable jazz vocalist. So I want you to stay tuned. We've got some great music for you. I am celebrating Valentine's Day, and I'm going to say happy Valentine and wish you all a happy Valentine's Day so that you can have the Valentine. That sounds corny, don't it? Oh, and I got to tell you about a new sponsor of ours at J&J Fish. Hi, Sam, and I'm going to try to talk like he talks. Hey, Don, how are you doing? I say, hey, Sam, I got to have a promotion at your J&J Fish. He say, hey, anything for you, my brother, I'll set you up. So we're going to do a fish, fries, and book signing at J&J Fish in Hammond, Indiana. And, I mean, I like his fish. I eat a whole lot of it. And he's really nice. I like him. He does say that. Hey, Don, how are you? How are you? I say, I'm fine. I'm fine, Sam. So, without further ado, and no more corny jokes for me, and I can stop laughing, I'm going to play this track that I have to start off with, and it's my girl, Lila James, because she say nobody loves you like me, and she say she'll cross the desert, she'll run down a truck, she'll beat somebody up, but can't nobody love you like she loves you, and that's going to be our first Valentine's track. And at 7:30, we're going to be talking to Miss Sandy Lomax. And, I mean, her name just, don't it sound like a star name? Sandy Lomax. Sound like somebody in one of the movies or something. Man, and she is gorgeous, and she is talented. So let me get, I see my producer waving to me like, God damn it, could you start the music? And I'm like, okay, all right. But let me get the music on before my maid chats with me and everybody else. But I love you, mwah, 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 and you're listening to The Don S. McClure Show, the greatest show on earth. And let me get to Lila James. And without further ado, here's my, I got to tell you a story. But anyway, let me play the track.
No.
Nobody gonna. I mean, I love Lila. Oh, you know what? My producer just told me upstairs. He said, "Don, quit drinking that tea, man." I said, "Okay, all right. I got the giggles gone now." Hey, listen, I had a dream the other night about Lila James, and you know, on one of her album covers, she got on these bad white boots, right? And her hair is frizzed in the air. And guess who was singing with her in the background? Three young ladies that I knew years ago, and her background singers are called the Ice Cream Girls. I said, oh, man. And they were singing that song, "Nobody Gonna Give You Ice Cream Like I Do." Oh, man. I got to tell you about this. But anyway, today is February 12th. We are in Black History Month, and I am celebrating Black History. And on February the 28th, I want every person in the United States to wear black on February 28th, because in 1998, I created Black History Awards Day, and 36 governors throughout the United States honored that for 10 years. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sarah Palin, Deval Patrick, even our past governor in Illinois, Ron Blagojevich. And I learned how to say his name. I can't say anybody else's name, but I can say his name. And everybody, Mitt Romney, they all tuned in, and they actually celebrated in their states through proclamation Black History Awards Day. So that's a little tidbit of black history. That's actually true, that I created it and got a congressional record for it, and it made it to 36 states. So Black History Month is going on, and Sandy Lomax is a part of Black History, because that young lady can sing. And, I mean, she's just great. So, we're going to get to some more tracks tonight. I'm going to look for her to call about 7:30. She's going to be on the air. We only got 15 more minutes for that. We're going to take a quick PSA about my book, To Have a Friend. I want you to make sure you go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and order that book. And you'll be able to get my new book in 2 weeks, My Sister Tiana. And I'm telling you, that book is going to cause an international stir. So, without further ado, let me play my first PSA. And when I come back, we're going to be tracking our minutes until our great guest comes in. But in the meantime, in between time, I've stopped drinking my red tea. I promise I won't drink anymore before the night's over. But you're going to enjoy my conversation with Sandy Lomax. But let me play this PSA.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Oh, that is just such I love to hear him say that. That just drives me crazy. Anyway, I got to send a Valentine shout out to my friend. I am just wild about Lena. She's got a track called I'm Not the Enemy, and that girl can sing. And when she first texted me, I said, oh, my God, the doors of heaven must have opened up. Lena's so beautiful, and she's such a great person. So here's a track by L-I-N-A, Lena. She originally was born, I think, in Oklahoma, but she resided a long time in Texas, and now she's out in California. And how I learned about her tracks was I was watching a Clint Eastwood-produced movie, and at the end of his movie, he played one of Lena's tracks. He played I'm Not the Enemy. And she sang on the track in Hollywood. So I was like, man, blown away. And I liked his style so much, I started adopting that. I started looking for jazz artists. So when I do my plays and stuff like that, I can have the jazz artist sing in my play. But that's where I got it from, Clint Eastwood. And he also has a young lady named Diana Krall that I learned a lot about. So that's just a bit of history about production. But let me play Lena, I'm Not the Enemy, and Happy Valentine's to her. Happy birthday. Oh, my God. Get it together. Happy Valentine's mwah, 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 to everybody out there. Enjoy it. Let me play my girl, Lena, because I'm just wild about her.
I
Now, you know what? When I first went looking for Lena, I had contacted a lot of people and asked them where she was, what she was doing. And one morning, I kid you not, my text lit up and it was Lena. And I almost fell out. I said, give me a break. I said, God pinched me. This must be a dream. But it was Lena. And we had a great conversation and we became friends ever since then. And I'm telling you, she's dynamic. She's got a track out and she's on Motown Records. Girl is bad. You know, we're doing that little chat thing, that scat, bop a deep a dop a doobie deep doop dop. Hey, did you know I used to scat? I could actually scat. I could scat away, too. I'm going to play a track by Donald Byrd, my main man, who my older brothers taught me about. He's got a track called The Chant, and I just think it's appropriate. I love some Donald Byrd. He's back in the day, and he's got a track called The Chant featuring The Voices. And they're doing some scatting and some getting back. So we're going to play that. And then by that time, when we're through, we'll be close to bringing Miss Sandy Lomax on. And I'm telling you, all these singers tonight, they're just bad. And you know what? This sounds like a jazz show. But it's not our jazz show tonight, but it does sound like a jazz show. And last week, my show was so good, it outdid the other shows that were on. I was like, man. People are really listening to me. So I got to send a shout out to Rhonda Alexander in Chicago, Illinois. She is a great sponsor and supporter of our show. And I got to send a shout out to Agnes Ingram in Texas. She's a great supporter. And I just got to send a shout out to all my supporters. But let me play this track by Donald Byrd called The Chant. And I'm telling you, my older brother, Marvin McClure, who passed, used to play Donald Byrd all the time in the house. That's how I learned about jazz. I'd be like, Ma, can I learn some jazz from my brothers? And they'd be like, no, Ma, he get everything. She said, let Don hear some jazz. I don't know why I want to tell you that. But listen to this track by Donald Byrd, The Chant. Thank you. And man, that's my man, Donald Byrd. And did you know that I tried to do a rendition of that, me, my maid, and the ice cream girls? I was like, yeah, I could do the back part. Oh, man, I could hear my maid now. If she wasn't in Puerto Rico, she'd be like, okay, Mr. McClure, we're telling the stories on the radio. Oh, man. I'm telling you, you have to taste this red tea that I be drinking, because this red tea will drive you crazy. It's healthy for you. It's good for you. It's just everything. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get ready to bring my guest in. She is just dynamic. So let's give her a round of applause first. Let's see if we get the applause. Come on, everybody. I mean, you're in the studio. Sandy Lomax is going to be on. And I just want you guys to enjoy Sandy Lomax. That's just really good. Thank you. Now, you know, that is really amazing. And I just can't get enough of her, because she is such a dynamic woman. So, without further ado, let me get Sandy Lomax on the phone and see if she's with us. Miss Lomax, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am. Very happy to be here.
Oh, girl, you sound so beautiful. I mean, every time I hear your voice, I just go crazy. I just say, man, Sandy Lomax.
Thank you.
Anyway, Sandy, I got a chance to play one of your tracks from the CD, and I'm telling you, it was dynamic. And I had a conversation with you today earlier, and I am so amazed, and we're going to let the audience know. I mean, all the talented things that you do, you're not just a singer, but you're also an actress. But my thing is, I mean, you're a hidden jewel, and we really need to get behind you, support you. A lot of people have been writing you on Facebook, and they're like Sandy Lomax crazy, so you got a lot of fans out there. But I want to introduce my audience to you. This is Sandy Lomax from Indianapolis, Indiana. We're going to be talking to her for the next 40 minutes, and she's got a lot to tell me. So we're going to start off with Sandy. How did you actually get into the music industry?
Family, my siblings, we were known as the Cheatham Kids. There was five of us, and we sung around the Indianapolis area. We appeared on WTLC morning show, and we did gospel. And I was there. I was my family's soloist on all the, you know, songs we sung. And from there, you know, I just grew up, you know, in this city with lots of jazz and music going around, you know. So I just sort of developed my style from gospel into R&B. And I did that for many years up until my 20s. And then from there, I ventured off into jazz because I started to travel a lot. And I come to realize that it's kind of hard to stay current with all the, you know, pop music that was coming out. It was so much. But you know, when you do jazz, you know, all you need to do is know the name of the song, you know, My Funny Valentine in E-flat. Everybody knows it. I could travel and work, you know, more so than trying to get rehearsals in and stay current.
Okay. Well, see, the thing is, I'm glad you mentioned that track, because I'm also going to play that track later by Chaka mm-hmm. Khan. And, you know, I did some research on that track, and that track came from an actual musical in 1937. It was the original track for a musical in 1937 by a group of writers. And it was a comical track that they had put together where this young boy was smitten by this girl, and she was making fun of him being her Valentine, and that's why it says My Funny Valentine. And I was just mm-hmm. shocked and blown away by that. So I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, you learn something new every day. You know, I was looking
that's
at
my
this,
motto.
I'm telling you. I was looking at this card that you have, and it's called Aviary Blues.
Yeah, Aviary Blues.
Okay, and that's a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie written by Paula Curia. She's the producer and the director, And the title on it says, "Don't Look Into the Eyes of Crazy and Laugh." You know, so it was a great movie. You know, I enjoyed being a part of it. There's a lot of movie makers here in Indianapolis. Like this Dread Millen production, like I was saying with Paula, she had Brick by Brick. That was one movie. And Avery Blues came out in 2013. And Not My Baby was, you know, performed on stage last year. There's Joyce Licorice. She has The Cupboard Presents. We had a chance to work with her and an awesome cast. Indianapolis has some of the greatest entertainers ever. The Color Purple, the musical we did at the Anthem Theater here in 2014, it sold out. Last year, along under the Cupboard Presents, we did The Five Heartbeats. That was fantastic. Ted and Barbara Boyce, The Black Snowflake. There's just so many plays. And, you know, once you start doing these plays and musicals and movies, you start to find out who everybody is. And when they do a casting call, you know, you see people that you know, hey, how you doing? Oh, you know, the community starts to shrink, you know, and we support each other. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful. You can do your play here.
Okay. The reason why I asked that was because when I looked at the card that you sent me, it says Landmark Theaters, and then mm-hmm. it says starring China Dow, Sandy
right.
Lomax, I guess it's Dion Forever. Christine DePriest, and Georgiana mm-hmm. McGowan. And when I looked mm-hmm. at this thing, I was like, this is from an actual movie that Sandy was in. I said, you know what, I need to really, really know more about her, because I was always in Indianapolis, and I would have came to some of these movies, especially now. Are you singing in some of these movies or just acting?
I was acting, and I got a chance to sing the opening credits. I sung as a movie opened, you know, and then as it ended, I did, you know, a little bit of fanfare as we went off. But yes, Paula allowed me to have a great part in this movie.
I just think that I'm so overwhelmed with your talent, looking at this card.
And she used my face on the cover too.
I know, that's what I said. I'm blown away, because when we opened a new studio in the end of April, probably about the first week of May, all the mm-hmm. artists that have been on my show, we're going to blow up large pictures of them, have them in the mm-hmm. studio, and still try to have some of them come down and sit in on the studio while we do some things. And the reason why we want it to be kind of large, we're hoping to have a live band there, so when we do have singers, we can actually have them perform while they're on the radio show. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about some more things and just doing some things. But your talent and your style of singing, I'm going to play one of the mm-hmm. tracks, because I want people to get kind of hearing or used to hearing Sandy Lomax. And then I want to talk to you about what made you sing that track and how you got your rhythm into it. And because, I mean, I must have played this thing like 740 times, like I do all the tracks that I like. And my neighbors mm-hmm. were like, Don, you have played this over and over again. You know, have Sandy on the show so we could hear her do some things. I said, okay, I'm about to do that. But I want to play this track so that my audience can get an idea of Sandy Lomax's style. And then when I come back after the track, I got some more questions for you about when you switched over to jazz. How much do you see jazz growing in Indianapolis? And what do you think your role is going to be in the whole jazz movement? So hold that thought.
All right.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more to Sandy Lomax. But, girl, I'm just blown away. I'm just shaking. I got your card just shaking in my hand like, man, this is a star on my show. A star is on my show. Okay, so hold on for a minute, Sandy.
All right.
And let's pull up the Sandy Lomax track. Dizzy, I hear him screaming next to Opie, who was the
was something Sonny and Walker. And then they got into something. Bias played a mean sack. Mr. Max Roach beat a mean act. Paul was thumping Sonny and Walker. And then the joint started jumping. You know that every hip certainly does bud. So as he hit town, making those notes nobody wrote, putting them down. Oh, big played a mean string. Don and Dizzy did a hip thing. Paul was thumping Sonny and Walker. And then they got into something.
Like the way you did it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was. So what made you start scatting?
I grew up around listening to horns, you know. I loved Ella Fitzgerald, number one. And it was something I always tried to do. You know, I just didn't want to be a person, a female vocalist that sings, you know, a verse and then sits back and let everybody else have fun. And being creative. So, you know, I figured I was just as creative as the next guy. So it took a while for me to develop, you know, the style that I have. And, you know, it's just something I enjoy doing. It's a way I can express myself, my imagination. And I recommend everyone to scat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I looked at, and that's a very difficult
thing to do. I did the research on it. They said scatting is not easy because you're trying to do the same things, or the instruments are following you. You're following the instruments, and it's just a, it's like a jam session.
Right. It is. You know, and it takes a lot. You know, I used to teach my German students over in Europe when I was over there making this CD and the rest of my CDs with Rainer Glass off of WOR Records, my German band. We did workshops a lot. So I had to teach, you know, European students on the fundamentals of singing jazz, you know. So I came up with some unique methods. I invented the scat train, you know, where I could physically hold my student's hand and walk on the floor, you know, the first eight bars of a verse, and then the second eight bars of a verse, and then the eight bars of a bridge, you know, going into the last eight bars, you know, taking the song home. And, you know, I sort of describe it as being connected to the mothership, where you had to be familiar with the song structure so that you can, you know, have that in your subconscious, the song structure, so that you can be free to float over top of it, knowing exactly where the band is going to wind up. So that's what I would call being connected to the mothership and being able to still ad-lib, you know, and working on your ad-lib, you know. Everybody has their own style and mouth movements, you know, the way they're going to scat so it's not sounding corny, as you like to say, you know, and come up with some legitimate and clever, you know, words to lay down on top of the music structure.
Well, you know, like I said, to me, you have so much talent. Now, where can people get your music? Can they get it online? Can they buy CDs?
Yeah, they have to go online. Yeah, they have to go online and get it. You can look under Sandy Lomax. You know, you can look under Rainer Glass. His firm is in Germany. Most of my things were done over there when I was living over there during the Gulf War. You know, from 1991, my first CD was You Don't Know What Love Is with the Thomas Fink Trio featuring Sandy Lomax, Thomas Fink on piano, Rainer Glass, G-L-A-S on bass, and Rudolph Root on drums. And my second CD is Big Brown Eyes, and it was recorded in 1993. That was also with Thomas Fink Trio featuring Sandy Lomax. And our special guest was Vincent Herring from New York, came out with Trans Jazz in 1994, came out with the CD that you're listening to, Sandy Lomax, Songs from the Jazz Age, 1996. And that has In Walk Bud on it, the song you like.
Yeah,
that was
I love
the Martin Trek, you know. So you just go online. Yes, like I said, Sandy Lomax, Songs from the Jazz Age. And there's another one called Venus in New York, Big Apple Voices. I recorded with a group of ladies. It was for Japan, recorded in 1993 in the Big Apple, and has some great musicians on it. Our soloist was Vince Herring. Slide Hampton was on it with Rodney Jones. Nat Adderley, Cannonball Adderley's brother, was on it with Steve Nelson. And that was fun to go in to New York, you know, and get a chance to see some of the greats, you know, make music and give them the opportunity to sing on it. So, you know, I've had a pretty good career as far as the Europeans are concerned, you know, and the touring. 9/11 kind of put a damper on that, you know, with the attack, you know, so that kind of disrupted my Prague. I used to go to Prague all the time and performed, you know, as soon as they took the wall down, you know, but, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, well, the thing is, what I like about you, I've got a friend of mine that has a radio show. His name is Wes Smooth, and I'm going to send your music over to him. But I just think that we're missing a treat
when we come to Indianapolis, we need to know exactly, like, if you're going to be playing somewhere, I'll announce it on my show because, you know, from listening to the CD, getting to know you, talking to you, this is a person that I believe can bring a lot more of the jazz community together. And, I mean, I love what you do. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you, are you aware or how do we get the jazz community to bring us more artists like you so that we know where they are?
That's a good question. We have a jazz society here in Indianapolis, and they bring a lot of, you know, doing the jazz festivals here to the city. We have a lot of great singers here, vocalists and musicians, you know, and, you know, being into the acting and the theater, all of them can sing. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's like the stars are aligned when everybody's together. But, you know, if radio stations, you know, like yours, you know, get a chance to throw out, you know, we use Facebook a lot to tell where who's playing where, you know, we should, I guess, have a website here in Indianapolis where folks can go to, you know, and I'm not saying that we don't have one, you know, it's just, you know, things that need to be looked into, I guess, Don.
Yeah, because one of the things that I found out. Go ahead.
But I want you to know that I'm going to be with Greg Bacon and Michael Simmons the 4th of Valentine's Day, February 14th, at Borelli's Fine Dining and Jazz Restaurant, and that's at 3851 Vincennes Road in Indianapolis, Indiana, 46268. You know, so make a reservation. That's from 6 to 9 this Sunday.
Okay. This Sunday, man. And these are the things why I brought up why we need to have a stronger, I guess, visual aid. I know everybody thinks they have their groups and this and that, but there's a group in Chicago, well, not actually in Chicago, but in Illinois, called the Illinois Center for the Book. And it's the website that a lot of the motion picture people go to find authors, and I'm on that site. And I've been trying to talk to other cities about other artists finding that same kind of revenue or same kind of avenue. Now, there's a building being built in Memphis that only houses artists, and you can pay from $450 to $1,000, and the only way you can live in this building is you have to be in the arts. And that's a new direction that people are looking for. So just think, if we had a website that said, if you're looking for a jazz artist, no matter where they are, we've got a list of all the artists that you can just go on and take a look at. And that's what I like about the Illinois website for the authors, but I find that that's not in every city. And I think to have a building in Memphis to show you that it's not in Chicago, it's not in New York, it's not in Detroit, here's a building being built strictly for artists.
I love it.
Now, that's got to be an amazing thing. So I think that if we could get something similar or talk to the art community in different cities and say, listen, we need to be able to find these artists without searching, or I run into a person like Michelle, or I run into Lena on a film. We need to have something more cohesive, because I really like your talent, and I really think it needs to be out there even more so. Even though you've been out there, I think that a lot of people are saying, well, Don, who's Sandy Lomax? And I'm like, man, this girl can sing some jazz. And the way you just did that CD, you know, if we're coming through a jazz show or something or a jazz festival, we need to see you there.
Thank you so much for your kind words. And I agree with you. And I think it's very important, too, for, you know, those seasoned jazz musicians, vocalists, musicians should conduct workshops, you know, to bring people who are interested in jazz, whether they're experienced or novelists, you know, should be able to come in and take a weekend workshop. You know, if you play the horn and used to play the sax, you can come in and have, you know, a great sax player conduct a workshop. That's another great thing they have, like, on the East Coast, you know, and in Europe, where they conduct big workshops, like, twice a year in the spring and in the fall. You know, and the countries are so, you know, small, like the states are here. You know, you have, I had students from Switzerland, from Paris, you know, Belgium, you know, from all over, just taking the taking the train to get to a workshop. And they had housing for them once they got there, you know, for the week. So I think that's important, too, to reach back and to keep the legacy of jazz going forward.
I think so, too. And I was so amazed today when I read this article about a building being built for artists. I was like, give me a break. But I also noticed when I was in Memphis a lot, people don't give Memphis credit, but they have a great music school in downtown Memphis that's dedicated where artists that are new come in and, you know, put their craft together, do different things. So I think that when I'm talking to other cities and other states and other representatives, I'm trying to get them to see, like, there's too large of a hole for us to have to find anybody, especially the writers. You know, we keep saying there's the same movies on TV, but, you know, you got to get out there and you got to say, okay, where are all these new writers? Where are these new ideas? And we can't just find them in the same holes of a Denzel Washington studio or Oprah Winfrey studio. We've got to be able to expand, and especially for jazz artists. I mean, there's a lot of them out there, like yourself.
You're right. I agree with you.
So, so now this show that you're doing on Valentine's Day, can you give us that one more time again?
Yes, it's with Greg Sizzling Bacon. He's been around Indianapolis a long time. He is an awesome saxophone player. And Michael Simmons, he's our keyboard player. And we're going to be at Virelli's, V-I-R-E-L-I-S, Fine Dining and Jazz Restaurant. And that's at 3851 Vincennes Road, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46268. And that's this Sunday from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Man, and I'm, you know, I'm going to try to drive down there. I can't promise it, but Valentine's Day, I'm going to try to get down there and hear your show, because to me, you have a lot of talent that I want to support. And I know my audience likes you, because they're just like, man, when I posted your picture on Facebook and what you were doing, I mean, I got request after request after request after request, and I was like, oh, okay. Well, everybody likes some Sandy Lomax, so we're going to have to do more with her. But the thing I like about you, Sandy, is that you're so down to earth. You know, you're out there. You're one of the artists that's saying, let's help somebody else, besides just pushing everybody to the side. You know, you're saying, hey, you know, maybe
room,
we can do more.
There's room for everybody. There's room for everybody.
Like mm-hmm. Now, are there any other venues coming up after Valentine's Day for you?
There certainly is. There's a musical called The Musical Journey. I'm also the music director for an organization called the Freetown Village Singers. And we, you know, dress in the garb as, you know, post-slave ladies. And we do a cappella music. But this time we're doing a musical journey, and we're going to take our hats off to the Avenue, Jazz on the Avenue here in Indianapolis. We have some relatives that are singing with Freetown, and they're going to do a tribute to their family members who are famous, who worked here on the Avenue, you know, and in New York. So that's going to be February the 27th at the Madam C.J. Walker Ballroom.
Okay. And how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $35. You can go to www.freetownvillage.eventbrite.com, or you can call 317-631-1870 to obtain tickets.
Okay. All right. Because I'm going to try to make that definitely. Okay. It starts at 6 o'clock February. Yeah, February 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock at the Madam C.J. Walker Ballroom.
Yeah, because I've been dying to get there every time I'm in Indianapolis. I have some friends of mine that work at this barbershop called Red's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always asking me, like, Donald, when are you going to come? I say, okay, I'm going to get over there, man. Dag. You know, I'm trying to get to everywhere. And people are always like, come here, come there. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to try to bat them C.J. Walker. Yeah, because she used to be in Indianapolis. She had a building or something in Indianapolis.
Yes, she does. She built a theater, and when she went to go into a theater that she wasn't allowed into, she built her own theater.
There you go. Man.
This is
so
deep. I'm learning so much.
And you know, Don, there's another spot that I'm going to be at for a play called Blues for an Alabama Sky. And it's going to be at the Theater at the Fort, and that's in Lawrence, Indiana, near Fort Benjamin Harris at 8920 Otis Avenue. And that's February the 19th. And we have that's for two weekends, the weekend of the 19th and the weekend of the 26th. And that's a great movie just in time for Black History Month.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
What
I want you to do, if you could email me this information also, so I can spread the news on my radio show and talk about it, because I think that, like I said, what you're doing, especially the part about training young singers, getting them together, and putting the jazz industry as a more cohesive unit so we can see more of the artists and learn more about them, because, you know, that's something that we still need to do a lot of.
I agree. And thank you so much for allowing me to come on your radio show. I love it. I think you're crazy, informative, and I really enjoy myself when I listen. So thank you.
Well, I really appreciate that. And to me, you know, all the love that I get from my audience, my fans, my supporters, it's just a blessing to know that so many people enjoy what I do every Friday. And it's always about trying to help somebody else be in the spotlight, because, you know, when you do that, you grow. It's kind of called paying forward. And I got a lot of dues I got to pay forward. I ask God all the time, like, how many more dues I got to pay? He said, Dodge, you got a hell of a lot. Well, I said, what? You didn't say hell. He said, yeah, I said to you.
No,
he
did
now. God, I'd be like, Dodge, I'm going to get you. When you come up to heaven, I'm going to get you. I'd be like, oh, man, please, go burn a bush or something. Go get somebody else.
All right.
But I'm telling you, it's a joy. I want you to stay with us for one more minute or a couple more minutes. I've got to play a PSA about some puppies so that people take care of their puppies and don't hurt them and stuff. Because I got a puppy. But I want you to stay with us for a minute. And then when we come back, I've got a few more questions for the great Sandy Lomax.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter?
Hi, I'm Buddy, the adorable puppy you adopted from the Humane Society.
Meow. I'm Whiskers, a fluffy kitty, just waiting for someone to love me.
When you adopt a pet, we hope your new furry friend will become a cherished member of your family. And as Buddy and Whiskers will tell you, the key to success is following the rules to love by.
Well, that's right. Please give me food, water, and exercise every day. To stay healthy, I need the same kind of things you need.
Talk to me. I like hearing your voice.
You're my best friend. Please don't stay mad at me or lock me up as punishment. Remember, I'm probably going to live 10 to 15 years, so take care of me when I get old.
One day you'll need someone to take care of you, too.
A message from the Montgomery County Humane Society. Visit www.mchumane.org for the complete rules to love by.
Be your best friend for life.
Be your best friend for life.
I like that, Sandy. I like that, because that little puppy. I like that.
Because I'm the puppy. I'll bite Don's little ankles. I can't stand him.
Oh, man. I don't know why I had to throw that in there. There's something wrong with me. I got to go see my psychiatrist for the ice cream girl. Listen, Sandy, let me ask you one more question, okay?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about being an ambassador for Indianapolis and the music industry?
Yes.
Okay. Because I think that needs to happen. I think we need to talk to the people in Indianapolis at the Art Cultural Center and just all over. And I think you need to be the ambassador.
And I'm just the woman to do it.
And yeah, I do. I think the mayor would be good to listen to. I think the governor, since he's already there in Indianapolis. And I also just think some of the powers to be need to say, we need an ambassador to draw people even more so. Because I've seen some great festivals in Indianapolis. I got a chance to see Gladys Knight at a freak festival. I mean, just all kinds of people. And people don't think that Indianapolis has all that, the ones that live outside of Indianapolis.
All right, so I want you to dub me, Sandy Lomax, the ambassador of jazz in Indianapolis.
There you go.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and dub you, and
I'll start writing people there and say, listen, you need this young lady to be the ambassador. It's as simple as that. You know, she does a great job. Yeah, I do. I really believe you do a great job.
I accept. Thank you. And I'm serious.
Now, are you born in...
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to work on that. Now, were you born in Indianapolis?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so you're a native.
I'm a native. I'm living in the house I was born in.
Get out of here, Sandy. Now, we were talking about that on the radio. I mean, we were talking on the phone earlier, and we were talking about communities. And you're still living in the house where you were born?
Yes, where all of my siblings were born.
Get out of here. So that house has got to be at least 60, 70 years old, isn't it?
About close to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because that's been a while. Man, that's a historic house then. It needs to be looked at.
I mean, we got so many renters all around, you know, but now to actually have the owners, you know, my dad took care of business, you know, he kept everything paid up, you know, so we inherited it. So happy about that.
That's something good that we need to show young people, because they keep thinking that everybody moves away. But here you are in the same house that your siblings and you grew up in, and you're a famous jazz singer. I think we need to promote that more. I just think you got a lot to offer. I really do. I mean, to me, when we talk about Black history, we talk about icons, it's good to mention everybody else. I mean, you know, that's natural. But sometimes I think we need to look in our own communities, on our own block, in our own homes, and start saying, who do we have that technically is Black history? And you're one of them, and you're alive. You know, that's the great thing about it. You know, you're not gone anywhere.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah, I think that's important. One of the things that I learned, there was a little child, I think she had to be about 6 or 7. Anyway, she came to one of the museums that I had in Memphis, and I had all these African leaders on the brick, their names and their dates and the dates of their death. And she said, so-and-so, he's dead. I said, yeah. And as she went through the 8, 9 people, she said, so you don't have nobody live on your bricks? And I said, well, yeah, I guess. I said, I'm here. She said, but everybody you just told me about is dead. I said, yeah, well, Jomo Kenyatta, she said, he's dead. Anwar Sadat, he's dead. I said, oh, man. So I learned then that why do we always talk about everybody that's kind of gone? I mean, we should, but let's include the people that are alive and doing some things like yourself.
Yeah. Amen.
I think that's important. It's just something that we just have to do more of.
Well, we're going to get started on that. And I would like to give a shout out to my girl, Michelle Anderson, for hooking us up.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. When I met her, I was headed into the library in Indianapolis, and I was talking to my older brother on the phone, and we were just going back and forth and laughing. And I always, in my conversations with all of my family and my friends, I always say, I love you. And she was like, I thought you was talking to a guy. And I said, well, yeah, first of all, I don't know who you are. And second of all, you're my brother. And she said she had never seen a man say to his brother, I love you. I said, well, yeah, I always tell my brother I love him. You know, so to me, we started that day, and we became friends ever since then, and she has been a supporter of mine. I'm a supporter of hers, and I'm telling you, seriously, she used to talk about Sandy Lomax. Don, you got to hear Sandy Lomax. Don, you got to. I said, okay, all right, I'm going to hear Sandy Lomax. But she was right. You're definitely a talent, and you're somebody that we enjoy. So how do we reach you on Facebook, though? Is there any way we can reach you on Facebook or online? Do you have a website for yourself?
You can go on Facebook under Sandy Lomax, Lomax. Friend me. I have my telephone number there to contact me for gigs, for movies, anything you need. I like to put myself out there to the public.
Okay, all right. Well, we have to build you a website or something, the Sandy Lomax website. That'll be a joy.
Okay. Yeah, look, I'm
have to work on some
all right.
I don't blame you, girl. Just go for it. Just do it all. Because you got a lot of talent, and you're representing your hometown very well. I just think you're a joy.
Thank you.
Listen, Sandy, I've got to let you go. It's 8:09. I've got to get some more music I've got to play. But I'm telling you,
you are somebody that in our Black History section, you're one of those people we should know more about.
Thank you. And if you get a chance, play Summertime on that CD. You'll love it.
Yeah, I'm going to get a chance. Okay, when I get a chance, I'm going to load it, and I'm going to play Summertime for you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
And I love you. Thank you, everybody out there.
Too.
Hope to see you some of my shows around. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Sandy. Man,
bye.
I just enjoy having her on my show. She's a jewel. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was Sandy Lomax from Indianapolis, Indiana, who still lives in the same home that her siblings grew up in. So that's a miracle. And when we're talking about Black history, let's talk about some of the people that we have in our communities, in our families, that are our neighbors, our friends, our Facebook posts. It's good to talk about the established. It's good to talk about the ones that came in 1847 and 19 whatever. But it's also good to recognize your grandparents, your parents, the ones before them, because without them, we wouldn't have Black history. So I want you to think about that. I'm going to get to another track called Soul in Mind by my girl Lyra. I'm just wild about it. I'm wild about all the singers that come on my show. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Send my kisses out to them. And maybe I can sleep tonight. Maybe the ice cream girls won't bother me. But I'm going to play this track by Lyra called Soul in Mind. And she's from South Africa. And man, I love that Sandy Lomax interview. She was really good. I learned a lot. The new ambassador.
I am a child born of love. So let love remain in my heart and my mind. Let love and joy be my friend. Give me peace with no end. Let me live with no fear and no shame. Let me begin to see love come alive in my life. Let me feel how it feels to be me. Do 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 do. More out of life. Let me to forgive every hurt, to let go of the past, and allow myself to heal every pain. Now I am free as I hold my head up high. The burden on my shoulder is no longer with me. Now I can breathe. Yes, I feel so much at ease. My soul is all right with me. My soul is all right with me. Soul and mind.
I love when she sings that. And that was turned on to me by Renee Gibson, the owner of a daycare in Chicago, Illinois, who tells all her friends and stuff. I mean, she helped my numbers grow. And one day she called me and said, Don, you got to listen to Lyra. And I was like, Lyra? Who the heck is Lyra? And so she played the track for me. And ever since then, I've been a Lyra fan, and that's my whole point. A lot of times, some of the artists, we just don't know they're out there. It doesn't mean we won't support them. It just means we don't know they're out there, and we need to do a more comprehensive effort. You know, like the jazz show that Wes Smoove is doing, some of the jazz groups that's on Facebook, the Lyles, everybody out there is doing that thing, and that's a great thing because that's the only way that we learn. Now, if we could just get one big ball where we could just type in a name and see if they're on there or get some emails, it'd be even greater. I think that everybody's doing their job, everybody's doing their share, and I just love the way that we're all headed in the right direction. And I'm going to do more research on the apartment building that Memphis is building. I think they were just looking for a few more investors, and they're going to try to open the building up. And it's a gorgeous-looking thing because I still keep up with Memphis news. And a building that artists can stay in and come and apply and pay between $450 and $1,000. So why everybody's always talking about Memphis, they don't know what Memphis is doing and Elvis Presley. I mean, there's a lot of people that are concerned about the arts. And we just got to do more of a better exposure job. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. And I can't believe my producer just told me, he said, Sandy can scat. And I said, well, can't I scat? He said, yeah, you need to scat down the street. I said, you hurt my feelings, man. I can't believe that, scat down the street. Let me play this track by OJ's called Emotionally Yours, because I'm emotionally distraught. I can't believe he said that to me. He just hurt my feelings.
Baby, I'm yours. Thank you.
Oh, man. I got tears in my eyes on that one. Come and rock me. That man say, baby, come and rock me. Baby, stop me. I'm just emotionally distraught. Man, them old days just messed me up, man. That's a Valentine song. Not Valentine's, but Valentine. You know, like, oh, man, I mean, I'm shaking. I got to get a drink or something. Give me a drink. Producer, bring me a drink. He's like, Don, you better drink some tea. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show. That was emotional. Emotionally Yours by the OJs. Oh, man, that's a guy song there, girls. You see, you don't understand. That man was all on his knees crying, begging, baby, please. I'm emotionally yours on Valentine Day. Valentine. Let me play this track by Luther Vandross. I'd rather be. This is Valentine's for the ladies. We're doing Valentine's Day, and I want to send my kisses out. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Even though the guys, I know you got it going on. So buy a lot of flowers, do something, some candy on Sunday, and sing that song to her. Get on your knees. Emotionally yours. I mean, I like that song.
I thought some time alone,
woo,
was what we really needed. You said the time would hurt more than it helped, but I couldn't see that. I thought it was the end of a beautiful story, and so I left the one I love at home to be alone. And I tried and found out this one thing is true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easy apart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart. And then I met someone and thought she could replace you. We got along just fine, but wasted time because she was not you. We had a lot of fun, though we knew we were faking. Love was not impressed with our connection, built on lies. So I'm here 'cause I found this one thing is true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm. Safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easy apart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart. Who holds my heart. I can't blame you if you turn away from me like
I'd rather have the one who holds my heart.
I need a drink. I can see myself sitting in the bar on Valentine's Day. I'd rather have the one. I need you. Please come back. Be mine. Ooh, I like that song, man. I need a drink. I need a glass of water. Oh, man. That song really does have tears in my eyes. But when it was playing, I was just singing along with him and, man, just stretching my arms. I say, that's a Valentine's Day song. Happy Valentine's Day to every goddamn body out there. Whew, it's got me messed up in here, man. My eyes, if you could see my glasses, they are really drooling. Man, let me play this quick PSA when I come back. We got 5 more minutes worth of music to play. I'm messed up, man. Oh, man, I'm telling you. I really enjoyed that song. That's Luther. That's Mr. Valentine right there.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
Oh, man, get them lights. Get them in your house. But on Valentine's Day, cut them off. I'm going to play my last track, My Funny Valentine, by Chaka Khan. And when I get a chance, I'm going to pull that track from Sandy's CD, and I'm going to get a chance to play it on my show. I mean, I enjoyed Sandy Lomax. So happy Valentine's Day. Let me play the most favorite song in the world, My Funny Valentine. We played it by Dakota Staton, but this time it's by Chaka Khan. And coming up soon, we're going to even play it by Sandy Lomax. But it's my last track for the night, so I got to play it. And I'm just crying, man, crying. Knock me out. Ow! Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy life. That's all you have. Enjoy Valentine's Day. Man, I mean, Luther and Shaka and Sandy, they just knocked me out. I'm through. I'm done for the night. I got to eat me a case of ice cream. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy life. That's all you have. See you next Friday. And I'm telling you, on the Don S. McClure Show, on the World Wide Web, the best lifestyle radio show on the web. So let me say good night.